This is Dr. Charles Parker. Hey, welcome to Core Brain Journal. This is just going to be a brief introduction just to give you a little bit of an idea of why we're doing this and why we're interested in having you become a part of it. You know, you came to Core Brain Journal for answers. And answers are what I've been looking for my entire professional life, now totaling 45 years of active psychiatric practice. You and I are both deeply curious about solutions to mind problems. You know, mind diagnosis from brain injury to Alzheimer's, Lyme disease, depression, anxiety, and even ADHD is dramatically changing simply because we know more about evaluating these challenges every day. Today, in fact, we're living in a Galileo mind moment, if you will. We're wondering if we should use fresh telescopes or continue to live in a standard of mind care too often based upon limited perceptions. We know very well that if we're looking for real solutions to mind problems, we absolutely must correctly identify specific underlying core problems, the real cause in the first place. Here at Core Brain Journal, we understand that current diagnostic behavioral appearances are helpful, but too often loaded with ambiguities. How you look is not necessarily who you are. Without clear targets based on measurable biomedical reality, precision remains predictably unpredictable. First, just a touch of my own personal background. I'm a non-recovering Eagle Scout. My mind curiosity started in the 60s reading Freud, psychoanalysis, and his interpretation of dreams. Over a lifetime of practice, I've lived through a number of personal practice transformations based on what I discovered I didn't know following some of the best training in the world. None of my training experiences proved absolutely incorrect, but each one of them slowly revealed increasingly obvious insufficiencies. That's why I'm here with you today. Today, exciting new biomedical insights take us all far past dreams and fantasies into a broad, complex landscape with many turns, into a remarkably complex, at times surprising, biological brain reality. That new reality builds upon the shoulders of all the clinicians and researchers who've paved the way for these new insights. Today's psychiatric medications do prove helpful, but only if they're used correctly with a full appreciation of every impasse along the way. Last time I checked, the mind was connected to the body. Imagine this. Today, mind science includes new data born from remarkable new measurement technologies for targets much smaller than cells. Hard laboratory data spells out, for example, useful details of molecular changes in proteins that actually alter our communication networks right there with neurotransmitters in the brain. Even more surprising, these imbalances and potential treatment barriers often arise downstream from our everyday experiences, including what we had for breakfast, or what our mother ate for breakfast when we were in her womb. These measurements and new tools at first seem overwhelming, but with our new visions, our new telescopes, they open a universe of remarkable additional solutions. Today, by default, these fresh mind measurements create a different, more comprehensive foundation for future mind care, for mind prevention and mind healing. But hey, don't worry. My responsibility for our work together is to translate this new language for you as we traverse strange borders, traveling new paths into previously unknown territories. Your responsibility is to send us a note when you don't get it. The good news for both of us, hey, we're not alone. You and I both recognize an enduring problem also identified by some of the most important thought leaders in the history of science. From Galileo in the 1600s to Thomas Insel, the director of the National Institutes of Mental Health, people have been asking more important database questions for centuries. Precise measurements of reality significantly improve on speculation, guesswork, and dreams. We must work together to improve individual mind care and faulty, pervasive perceptions that the mind is impossible to understand. Facts and data undermine guesswork and the pervasive stigma that's out there. The sun, my friends, isn't rotating around the Earth, even though it looks like it does. Let's take a look through these new telescopes together. Biomedical technologies do change the rules of the game. Here at CBJ, our mission is simple. We connect innovative, insightful researchers and experienced practitioners with the informed public, with the reality of street experiences. Thanks for joining us at Core Brain Journal. Stay tuned, review, recommend, and do comment. Our messages, combined with your teamwork, can light the way for the many who drift in the currents, lost with limited maps in a sea of guesswork. Hey, thanks for listening. Okay, let's get on board. We've got some interesting travels ahead.